Psalm 125 is a hymn of trust leading to a prayer of petition. The prayer arises out of a situation in which some Jews, including those in power, have given up their faith under foreign influence. It may come from the period of the Maccabees. The author looks to God's justice to set things right. So, the psalm begins, "The person who trusts in Yahweh is like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved. He stands firm forever." A theme which you find in an earlier psalm, Psalm 78, "He chose the tribe of Judah, Mount Zion, which he loves." And Psalm 48, "As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of Yahweh of hosts," Yahweh of the heavenly host, the stars, the mighty armies of heaven, "is the city of our God, which God establishes forever," as our psalm has just indicated. Verse 2 of the psalm, "As the mountains surround Jerusalem," and if you've been to Jerusalem, you may have not had that pleasure, but if you're there where the mountain is, you're looking down the Kidron Valley and up the other side, and it's much higher there. And if you look this way, you've got Mount Zion, which is also higher. So it's not exactly nestled in. It's quite a high part, but there's mountains surrounding it, as it were. So, "As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so Yahweh surrounds his people." Protecting ring of love for now and forever. Prophet Zechariah has this image, "Truly one who touches you touches the apple of my eye." The apple of my eye, the pupil of the eye, protected. Verse 3, "The scepter of wickedness shall not rest on the land allotted to the righteous, so that the righteous might not stretch out their hands and do wrong." God is keeping them. So some in power are abusing it, for the scepter should be of righteousness, not wickedness. They're also influencing others to follow their example. So it would appear that a lot of the leaders have given up their faith and are secularized or whatever. Or if it's at the time of the Maccabees, they're inviting in the Greek games and the whole secular world around them in the name of enculturation. But their faith is being, according to the author, being diluted.
Eroded,
thank you. And that's always a very complex question. I don't know if there's any answers to that one. You want enculturation, as you know. Christian is not a theory, it's a way of living. So it has to be a way of living for this people, for this parish, for this race of people. It has to be something that captures their imagination and brings about a conversion of life. And they have to get, who else can tell? They have to get rid of stuff that is not Christian out of their culture. An outsider can't do it, shouldn't do it. So that's enculturation, so that it's very real. But there's another thing called acculturation. That's the technical term, A-double-C, acculturation, which means that Christianity is adapted to fit the culture. So the culture actually dominates, and that happens all the time. So you're always in a bit of a bit of this and a bit of that. It's a two-way thing, and it might depend on where you mentally stand, how you look at it. Some you'll hear some of the church dignitaries, and that's probably a good name for them, talking about, you know, the world and acculturation and materialism and all the faults of, you know, and you think, oh God, get out of your limousine and come and live, you know, whatever. But that's what they're saying, and there may be some bits of truth in it. And you get other people saying in South American places, we're not really enculturated enough. We need liberation. We need to take the side of the ordinary people against the big landowners and the juntas and the American-backed, CIA-backed leaders that have come in as puppet government. I mean, it's a big battle, isn't it? And, so I don't know how you can't answer it, except love has to be the answer and trying to find a way there. But my own inclination is, my inclination is to believe the Columban missionaries before, I believe, the bishops. And the psalm concludes, "Do good, Yahweh, to those who are good, to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who turn aside to their own crooked ways, Yahweh leads away with evildoers. Peace upon Israel." So that's that psalm. We've just got one psalm to do now.